Top stories this hour at Press TV. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayed Ali Khamenei, has praised the Iraqi nation for standing up to U.S. pressure. In a meeting with the visiting head of the Kurdistan Regional Government, Masoud Barzani, the leader said the Iraqis' resistance against U.S. military presence was a golden page in Iraq's history. And U.S. police have arrested at least 30 anti-corporatism protesters in Oregon after they refused to evacuate a park in Portland. Also in Nashville, Tennessee, protesters defied a curfew for a third consecutive night despite dozens of arrests the night before. And Israeli airstrikes have killed at least one Palestinian in the Gaza Strip. This a day after nine Palestinians were killed in similar attacks. The Islamic Jihad movement fired two Grad rockets from the Gaza Strip at two Israeli cities in retaliation, killing at least one person. And Israel has sentenced a former female soldier to 4.5 years in prison for revealing top secret military documents. The 24-year-old Anat Kam has been put under house arrest for the past 2 years. Now she is convicted of passing more than 2,000 military documents to the media. At least six people have been killed in an attack by a U.S. assassination drone in Pakistan's northwestern tribal region. Local officials say the unmanned aircraft fired several missiles in North Waziristan. Thousands of Pakistani civilians have been killed in similar attacks in recent years. And reports say the United States is planning to expand its military presence in the Persian Gulf to compensate for the withdrawal of its troops from Iraq. The new combat forces could be deployed to Kuwait to respond to a potential military confrontation with Iran. Thousands of Germans have taken to the streets of the northern city of Hamburg to protest skyrocketing rents. Demonstrators want rent ceilings significantly lower than the current ones. The rally was largely peaceful, but police reported some disturbances. And in Turkey, the death toll from last week's devastating earthquake is nearing 600. Officials say that there is almost no hope left to find any other survivors in the cold weather. Many of the thousands of victims are still camped out in tents or makeshift shelters.